Good evening, gentle listeners or watchers, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, Warning Wade criticizes curry, skips H and skiing, then challenges the chaps with Freaky Fridays. Mountaineering Mark has a Colorado-created potential catastrophe, talks Dick and sees the downsides. Billions Bob has a brilliant meal, witnesses a winter apocalypse, has deja vu, and chooses Thoth. From separation angst to worst days. Yes! It's time for a harrowing journey. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Distractable. If you can't tell, because you're just using your ears, we're back to our normal places of recording. We are at our home bases. We're apart again, and that's kind of sad. But I'm joined, as always, by Mark and Bob.
Or have we been right next to each other the whole time?
Come here, buddy.
Hey,
I don't see a hand in my...
Make all three of us hug each other at the same time. Editors.
So welcome to the show where one of us hosts, the other two compete for points. Whoever wins gets to host the next episode. And as you can tell, I won the last episode, so I'm here hosting. We usually start by just catching up. So I did just see you boys not too long ago, but
I have a harrowing journey, the likes of which I've never experienced.
That's great. Bob, go first.
Oh.
Man.
Well, if you have a harrowing journey, he doesn't want to follow that up.
No, yeah, mine's not interesting. Mine's not interesting. We had hot pot. Yeah, that was pretty good. Haven't had hot pot in a minute. Had really good. Do you have a certain restaurant or anything where you go and like it's usually good, like this hot pot place we go to, and it's always like good. But something hit just right this time where it was like every bite was like, oh my God, it's the best it's ever been. Yeah. I had one of those at the hot pot and like everyone, the whole table did. And so like everyone was like, this is the best. The vibes were high. Even James, he can be quite the terror at a dinner like that where it's like stuff he can't touch and dangerous thing. He was chilling. He felt the vibes and he was like, all right, I'll be cool.
That is amazing. I was so close to that moment, and then it was snatched away from me by the tiniest of things. We went to Melting Pot. Love Melting Pot. One of my favorite things is to do shrimp in their Kokovan or their mojo. I don't remember if it's a moho or mojo. But anyway, and then dip it in their yellow curry. I did that. Something was just slightly off. So at the end of the night, this guy who's been working there for forever... somehow we always run into each other, so like we know each other by like he's like a manager there now. He was like, hey, great to see you guys, how was everything? I was like, everything was great, but did they change the recipe of the curry like so slightly? And he went, you're the first one who's noticed. And I was like, no.
He did it for you, Wayne.
It was just the slightest, like I was like, something's off of my taste buds tonight, because like this curry is just so slightly not right. It wasn't bad, it just wasn't right.
It's pretty funny.
It was almost the exact same experience you were describing, but then the curry was, I don't know, 1% different.
Now it'll never be good again because they changed it.
Melting Pot, if you're watching this, and I know you are, we gotta go back, Kate. We gotta go back. That's a lost reference. Therefore, you know I mean it.
No, I wasn't sure what that meant.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
Was this the hot pot place that we went to you with, by the way?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's KBBQ/hot pot. They do both. And both are good.
Yeah. Great. Good stuff. I don't think I did hot pot when I was there. I just did the barbecue side, but it was very good.
This makes me remember, I got to talk to you guys about a business idea. Not right now, because I don't want a great idea to go out to everybody. I want us to capitalize on this before the secret gets out. It's going to change dining forever.
This is the one, guys.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you right now. It's the greatest idea that anyone has ever experienced or had in their lives when it comes to restaurant touring. But we are going to get into the food service business, and we are going to make, well, I'm going to make billions. You guys, hundreds of thousands.
We could balance that out a little bit.
You'll make hundreds of thousands. I'm only going to make 1 billion.
Okay, yeah. You're only going to make one? We're going to make hundreds.
As the host, I want an equal split. What if... Bob makes hundreds of thousands, and you and I make hundreds of millions.
We're going to make half a billion? Ew.
Each. But then one of us could die, and the other could take it.
Ew.
So it's a kind of a, if the other dies, they get it, but only one way. If you die, I get it. If I die...
We get the money, then we fight to the death.
Yeah, can you get it if you kill the other person? Because...
You'll likely win. I mean, I'm taller, but I'm really lazy and out of shape.
It's true. That's true.
Just go for the ankles or the dick and you got me.
Mark would outwork you so hard, you would stand no chance.
I don't know why I'm offering this up and giving you strat tips, but like...
Well, I'm not going to talk about that now. Can I talk about my harrowing journey?
Bob, are you done with your small talk?
Oh, yeah. No, I just want to hear about Mark's thing.
All right. So for me, the past... Nah, Mark, you go.
No, it's fine. You can talk. You can talk. I won't do anything. Good.
He doesn't have anything.
I really don't. It's time for your harrowing journey.
Where do I even begin, I say, as I'm finishing my Amazon order. Where do I even begin?
Probably with the H in harrowing. I can't have harrowing journeys because you can't have harrowing without hair.
Is that also why you don't do heroin?
Yeah, the only reason.
All right, and done. Okay, all right. Do you have my undivided attention now? All right, so harrowing journey. I was driving through the Colorado mountains, which I don't know if you guys have ever driven through there.
I have.
I have not.
So Bob, you have. Wade, you haven't. Wade, to paint a picture, it is gorgeous. It is this beautiful, narrow mountain valley. So imagine giant mountains left and right, and you're cutting this pass. It's called the I-70. If anyone goes on Google Maps and they want to just like get on the road and go through there, you'll see that it is a beautiful place. I was not driving through it during the day. I was driving through it during the night. So funny thing about that pass is it's number one, always under construction. Number two, they don't have any street lights. Number three, they don't have any street reflectors. Because of all the snow plows going through, apparently they can't put reflectors down because they have to scrape the road all the time, which is another reason why it's always under construction, because it always gets damaged. Now, that being said, it is ordinarily okay to drive through this at night, because, you know, it's a... We were driving through it in the rain at night.
Two bads cancel out.
That'll make stuff reflective for you.
It sure will. So... I was driving through, and the rain hits suddenly. As we go through the first tunnel to get into this pass, rain hits suddenly, and it is black sky, black mountains. You can't even see, like, the shape of mountains coming through there, and then it's a black road, but when it's wet, everything disappears. I can't tell you how little I saw of the road. I was hunched over like this across my steering wheel, just eyeballing. And you'd be like, oh yeah, be safe, pull over. There is no over. There's no sides. It's barriers left and right. Like, you have that much of a gap between you and the barrier when you're in your lane, and I'm trying to stay in the right, and people are flying by me on the left. And I'm going like 55, which is the speed limit in these work zones. And it's like, and they're zooming by me. There's semi-trucks going here. So the worst part was there was a ton of traffic coming from the other side, and I don't know, all of them had their high beams on. Every single one of them was just blasting us with light, and the window was fogging up. Inside and outside was fogging up. And again, rain. And every time someone plows past me, there's a cloud of mist that gets kicked up and splashes all over the windshield. So my wipers are going full speed. The air, like, defroster fogger is going off full blast, like max fan, max everything. I'm locked in like this, and it's downhill going this way. And as we go downhill, the brakes start acting up. And when I hit the brakes, the car is going like side to side wobble. So I am engine braking, manually dropping gears to try to maintain speed, because I don't trust that brake, because if it was gonna just like a wheel was gonna fall off or something. So I'm trying my best to see road that was not there, to see lines that disappeared every few feet while cars are blowing past me that way. I am blinded from the glare of everybody on the left, fogged up. Amy is literally with a paper towel every few seconds wiping the front of my windshield. And I was on this road for 30 minutes. 30 minutes of this. It was the most intense 30 minutes of my goddamn life. And this mountain pass, it's not like it's, you're in the valley of it, so you're down below. So it's not like if I hit the side, I'd go off. But if I...
Oh, you'd be so fucked if you got in any kind of accident in that situation. Who's going to come help you in the blackest of black nights in downpouring rain on a road with no shoulders?
I cannot describe this enough. It was darkness. Pure darkness and also pure light, because light was just blasting into my eyes.
Yeah, well, they couldn't see. They had to have their brights on.
Of course.
Obviously.
And so we eventually made it to the hotel. It was our last stop, so we were like pushing through to try to get into the Vail is the town. So we're going to Vail because there was a hotel there that was dog friendly, and we're like, okay, we can make it. But it's like 30 minutes in once you start into the mountains. But we get there and we wake up in the morning. It's like, oh man, it must not have been that bad. So as we start driving in the morning, we realize, no, it's not just that it was dark. Those lines are like eroded. All of the road lines are completely gone. Like halfway through that whole thing, we were driving the rest of the way out of the mountain. It's like, oh no, there's no paint on the ground here. We wouldn't have been able to see it anyway. Like it was terrifying. So don't go through the I-70 of Colorado in the mountains at night in the rain.
I did that actually at night, but there was no rain and conditions were perfect, and I still thought it was pretty rough. I was driving west to east, and that was where I was ending in that area. And yeah, that I-70 pass in the mount is awful. It was just dark, and I thought it was rough.
Wait, there's a bald mountain?
Yeah, you could spend a night on it for a fee.
5 stars out of 5 ratings for bald mountain.
Hmm.
It's Colorado, right near a place called Vail.
Oh, right. Summit County, Colorado. Well, look, I'm not looking at a map. I don't know my mountains.
I don't know if it's as treacherous as yours was, but I have a couple stories of, like, insanely treacherous driving escapades that just happens, right? Everybody kind of gets that from time to time.
Do you remember one? I think we were all still in college at UC at the time. It had to have been our sophomore or junior year in college. My ex and I were driving back to Milford from UC, but school actually closed. Like, we'd started school, then around like 9 or 10 a.m., the school closed because the snowstorm was so crazy. And we were like, what if we just drive 45 minutes to Milford? But whenever the snow is so bad, a college campus shuts down. You know, it's kind of a crazy snowstorm.
Yeah.
And that drive, with all of the cars and traffic and just, I mean, our defrost like couldn't keep up, so the windshield was still freezing despite having like heat blasting as much as we could. So that was a little scary because the roads were just increasingly getting worse and people were in a hurry, but also nobody could see and things were slick. And I remember being super stressed out during that drive.
I think my favorite personal story of that nature is, it was actually totally fine for me, but it's really funny to me what everyone else's experience was. Manny and I lived in North Carolina for grad school, and in the winter of like 2013, it snowed in North Carolina like a couple inches, but for North Carolina, that's pretty wild. And not a front-wheel drive car, not like an all-wheel drive, and it was snowing, and I was casually just driving. We were out somewhere, and I was like, we're driving back home, do-do-do-do-do. And it was like a battle zone around us. It was so, there's this picture on the internet that's kind of infamous of a snowy road and a bunch of cars in the ditches, and there's one on fire in the background. That's from the city, Raleigh, the city that we were living in at the time, from that snowstorm. And everyone else was like dying. Like literally people were like driving their pickups off the road, spinning out. And I was just like casually driving home in 2 inches of snow. We got all the way back and then it was like, the state shut down. Keep your kids inside. We're going to fucking die. And we're like, dude, what's happening? Jesus Christ. And it was bad. Like, they don't know what to do with snow. It's not really their fault. But it's just so funny to me that we were on like a casual drive and everyone around us was having that moment of like, yeah, and then it snowed an inch. And I was like, barely on the road. But I was like, that's tough.
Snow's famous for causing fires. I found the image you're talking about. There is a car just...
Yeah, there's just a car on fire, and there's a bunch of cars. Those cars are abandoned because people lost control, went into the ditch, and then were like, well, I guess I need a new car, and just walked away until the snow was all melted.
Some of them just have doors open where like someone fled for their life.
Yeah, no, literally, it's like a zombie. It's like a zombie movie. Like it looks like everyone was like, "God, run, leave, don't grab anything, get out of here."
I was just like, "Did they light the car on fire for warmth? Like, what were they doing?"
I don't know.
Yeah, that picture was taken on the road that was like 20 minutes from our apartment that we were living in at that point in time, right next to the big mall in town. That's like. I hope nobody got hurt, and I don't remember. Like, it's not their fault that nobody knew what to do with snow, but I literally, we were in a Ford Focus, and I was just driving because it was 2 inches of snow, and the whole world, anyway.
You know that scene from SpongeBob where Squidward falls down the mountain and goes, nuclear yeah. explosion at the bottom? I hope no one got hurt, but I just feel like that's what happened. It blows up a few seconds later.
The worst I can remember recently in the last couple of years, like it was one of those it was dark and it was rainy, but it was one of those rainstorms where like occasionally it would rain so hard you had zero visibility and you kind of had to pull over for a second. But the real problem wasn't even the rain or the darkness.
It's the humidity that gets you?
No, it was the road. I-75 was a bitch.
It still is. It's a terrible highway. I hate I-75. It's awful.
It feels okay when you're just driving it normally, but with the rain, it is paved so fucking unevenly that every few seconds you would just hit a puddle that would completely make you feel like you were getting derailed and like you were gonna go flying the wrong direction. And we weren't going particularly fast. We were probably going like 30 miles per hour on this highway at the best moments.
Called hydroplaning.
But the moment we would hit like what the tiniest looking puddle would be, it felt like I was driving into the ocean and just like hit all of the resistance in the world. And I've driven in bad rain on like 275 and 71 and other back roads and stuff. They have never felt like the roller coaster 75 felt like, where it feels like the road is paved like hill.
Cincinnati is the city of seven hills. So is it seven or nine hills? It's seven, right?
Seven Hills, I think.
I've never heard of this. Is this what it's called?
I mean, it's not like it's the Queen City is the main nickname, but I've heard that from multiple sources that that's another nickname for Cincinnati. Anyway.
And then somehow there's always people that drive twice your speed and you feel like you're going too fast. And it's like, how?
And I'm sure they always survive and nothing bad happens.
That was in the drive over from like Colorado. I was shocked at the speeds people were going, like the trust that they must have in their tires. It was stunning, honestly, because there were also puddles going through there. Not many, so it wasn't as harrowing, but occasionally it would just be like, especially in a tunnel, because it's cutting through the mountains, it's like, just suddenly I'm like splashing through water, and I didn't see it coming because everything's dark anyway. But thankfully that was few and far between, but people trust their tires. People really trust their tires.
Is it trust or is it a lack of understanding just how on the absolute edge of existence they're currently living?
I wish there was a meter, like, you know, one of those, like, G meters, but it's like, you are this close to death, that close, every time.
The best sanity test we can have for people is putting them behind the wheel of a car and seeing what kind of absolute fucking psychopaths they drive like.
Apparently.
I'm sure there are people I know that drive like psychopaths, but I don't know who they are. Some of the drivers, if they were my friends and I saw them drive like that, I don't think we could be friends.
Jesse.
Now, he drives like a grandpa now. He's very slow.
Is this the episode? Or are we just talking about car stuff? Because I got more driving stories, but...
I've got an episode. I'm just enjoying chatting, but I guess... fuck that. No enjoyment. Let's get to the episode. This episode is brought to you by Uber. You know that feeling when someone shows up for you when you need it most? Yeah. We all need that sometimes. And Uber knows that. Uber isn't just a ride or a meal delivered, it's showing up no matter what.
I think that might be them knocking on the door, and because they're, you know, Uber's really good about getting them right to where you are.
To either them or the FBI, I'm not 100% sure.
Yep.
When it really matters, whatever it is, you show up. Where there's a will, we're on our way. Uber, on our way. Download the app today. All right, so I found some interesting questions. They're of the would you rather variety, which I know we've done would you rathers before, but I just kind of liked these, so I kind of bookmarked this, and I figured I'd save it for a rainy day. no pun marked. No pun intended.
Come on, man. You could amp it up. You gotta sell this. I've got the greatest idea that no one's ever done in history forever. This is gonna change your lives. Would you rather?
I'm glad you have that, but I don't.
Hit the lights and then cue the music.
Yeah, there we go, Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. You want to make me like a whole sound thing for that? I turned around and there was a would you rather.
I don't believe in would you rathers.
Mark, you want heads or tails?
Let me flip mine to see which one I want. Heads, please.
Heads it is.
Let me flip my coin to see if I concur. I got heads. Ladies' heads. I got heads. I guess that means I agree.
Mark, I'll start with you here. Would you rather have a perfect memory or be able to forget anything you wanted at will?
I swear to God we've done this one.
Have we? I don't remember this one.
Don't we have a debate about wouldn't having perfect memory be a curse? I think it wasn't the same.
We've talked about perfect memory, but not versus being able to forget anything at will, I don't think.
I just got that tingle, you know, when you get older, how you get that tingle.
Yeah, we've definitely debated perfect memory before, but I think you can weigh it against different things.
One of the benefits that not people probably would think is like, yeah, you could forget traumatic experiences. But, you know, all of us have that game that we played and we wished we could play again, you know, for the first time. It's like, oh, if I could forget. However, something sunshine of the something mind. I forget. What's the movie?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
I have Chrome at 20%. No wonder I can't hear you guys.
What?
Nothing. You guys are fine. Go on.
He's just troubleshooting audio issues 30 minutes into the recording.
I've been troubleshooting this whole time, let's be honest. I just suck at it.
That's fine. That's understandable. I think that having that ability to forget would make you overuse it. Because as we know from the movie Click, which has nothing to do with memory at all, and is a far superior movie.
It's a good lesson.
If you have that power, you're going to abuse it or something, I think, is what happened in Click. Could he not rewind?
There was no rewind function, I don't believe.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
It was like pause, play, fast forward, and skip, maybe?
Which, you know, in all honesty, if there's a super powerful remote, I feel like they left that one out intentionally. Either way, abusing that power is bad or something. So I'm going to go with, I'll go with the forgetting thing. Because just reliving those games would be great.
That's such a niche use. And yet it feels so strong to me because there's so many things I'm like, oh, man. Getting to rewatch a couple of like movies for the first time over again.
But I'd have to write myself a really long note because I know how hard it was to get into those games in the first place. Like, just trust me, man. This is me from you from the past, please.
It's like that Adam Sandler movie, 50 First Dates.
Yeah. You have to make a videotape for yourself that you watch every time you forget stuff.
Mark, it's Mark. No matter what, don't play this game.
Do you remember the parody of Memento? Just, it's a dick. I've forgotten what dicks look like. Whatever you do, don't. It's not a mouth-based video game. It's a dick. Like you wrote all over his arms and stuff. Like, don't suck that. It's a dick.
No, I never saw that. It's weird though that Memento has come up like 3 times this weekend for me.
I've never seen Memento. I only saw that parody.
Is it the one that's like kind of like Pulp Fiction-y out of order?
Yeah, it's out of order and he gets tattoos because he has no memory. He's trying to figure out what's happening.
Okay, I did see it once, but I don't remember it.
You need some tattoos.
I've seen Memento and a dick.
I think Mark is right. And not in the second thing he said. No, not in the first thing he said or the third thing he said, but the second thing he said is right. That you would definitely abuse that power. And as much as I totally get Mark's argument for it, you would absolutely end up in situations where you just like obliterated a memory and someone will be like, the fuck do you mean you don't remember that? You would end up in situations, maybe not all the time, but sometimes where you were like, oh, that was awful, delete. And then there would be repercussions because everyone around you would be like, you ran over my dog. What do you mean you don't fucking remember that? What kind of sociopath are you?
It's a meme. You burned my house to the ground! My whole family's dead! What do I do? I don't remember, man.
So I would take perfect memory because there's probably no bad consequences to that.
Oh, no way.
Who was right?
Nobody.
What is this, philosophy?
What is right?
Ugh.
forget.
Tell you what, Bob, I won't tell you who is right, but you win the opportunity to go first on the next one.
Ah, good.
Would you rather always feel understood or always feel appreciated?
Well, that's an interesting one. Do I ever get to feel appreciated, and or vice versa? Do I ever get to feel understood, or is it like an always or never?
It's kind of, I'm assuming it's how it is now, but one of them you can just always be.
I would take, just as an experiment, I would have to take always be understood, because I would just love to have that as a superpower or just an innate thing, and then just jump into conversations with the most out of pocket, completely inappropriate non sequitur stuff, but with a specific like meaning or point that I'm trying to make, and everyone's initial reaction is like, oh, but by the end they understand completely, and I can just say whatever I want as long as I mean what I say and I say what I mean.
An elephant's memory, 100% green. No, that's not the same.
What?
Bark? What's your name? What? Mark?
Barf, barf, boss, barf, barf. How many points is this worth? Barf, barf.
None.
Okay, so what was the alternative solution?
Always understood, always feel appreciated. I should say always feel understood, always feel appreciated.
Okay, but that doesn't mean necessarily understood?
That's kind of true, based on his phrasing.
I would put it as you are. Like, feeling understood, I feel like you feel that way because it's genuine. So I'm going to say you're always understood or always appreciated. Like, it's worded as feel, but whatever you ask me to clarify, it's like, that does feel like a cheap way of, like, getting out of it. So we'll just say always understood or always appreciated.
Man, I feel like this is kind of a monkey's paw because, like, understood, is that understood correctly? But, I mean, like, I guess it would have to be, they understand your true meaning, right?
It doesn't mean that you are right, but it means you are understood for what you're trying to convey.
So if it's sarcastic, it's still like, they know you're being sarcastic. They're not going to take the literal meaning of everything.
I would imagine, yes.
Okay. And appreciated, would that mean if I killed somebody?
They must have been terrible.
I must have been, I'm glad.
Maybe they don't understand why you did it, but they appreciate that you did.
All right, see, now that's why I'll take the appreciation, because I'll use that to my benefit.
Bank manager, give me the keys to the vault. I can't do that. You're going to give me the keys to the vault, or I'm going to shoot you. I love your enthusiasm. You know what? I just really appreciate that you're sticking to... You're not succeeding at all, but like... God, you're trying hard.
Maybe you're just appreciated for being the best person that's robbed him yet.
Oh, look, we have a hero. Why don't you tell your daughter, Stephanie, how much of a hero you are? Like, oh, did you guys pick Stephanie up from school? Ah, you know what? That's great. You know, we were having trouble with that.
Who's Stephanie? What happened just now?
This is our daughter, Stephanie.
Kidnapped because dad's going to be a hero at the bank. Don't you know how this works?
No.
Don't you know how your own prompt works?
Yeah, this is your game.
Thank Wondermind, the article on Wondermind that I'm getting this from.
He's stealing again. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Mark, you're first. Would you rather live through a Freaky Friday scenario or Groundhog Day?
Okay, Freaky Friday, was that where you switched with...
It's where the daughter and the mom switched bodies.
Okay, but parents specifically, right?
Yeah, if it's Freaky Friday, that is pretty specific, yes. Freakier Friday, siblings also switched between... It's whatever.
I think this is more so, it's less specific with who you switch with. It's just, would you rather live someone else's experience or relive the same day over and over again?
Okay, that's different, because I was going to say, the Freaky Friday situation, I feel like there would be some repercussions to that beyond just what the movie... I haven't actually seen it, but I know the premise.
It's kind of like, would you rather experience someone else's at random life or your own day on repeat?
But in both of these, there's an out, right? It's not perpetual.
It ends. Yeah.
It ends.
I believe, yes.
I think the Groundhog Day one would be more interesting. Because if you're living someone else's life, it's still just an ordinary person's life. The Groundhog Day situation is extraordinary, and you can really go full on do anything, and it will reset. Unless we never discovered if there was a bad scenario of the reset in Groundhog Day, where all of the horrible things that he probably did came to fruition afterwards. But, you know, I think I would still pick the Groundhog Day, because you could dick around for... infinite loops.
So you're more interested in toying around with your own existence on repeat than someone else.
I mean, I made a whole show about this within space, so it's like...
It's true. You did kind of do that.
So I'd rather do that.
Bob?
I think probably the Groundhog Day one is the more correct answer, or would be more more frequently selected. I'm too curious. One of the core issues that I feel like we as humans face is empathy. And it wouldn't mean that I could magically heal the world or anything, but I'm too curious about what it would be like to experience existence through the like body, mind, whatever of another actual person. And let's ignore the complexities of, is it my mind in their physical brain? Does the physiology of the brain change? So it like, just like I am that person, but I also have all of my memories and experiences. The combination of getting to be, you get to be two different people. That's a thing that like isn't possible. And I think would be fascinating to see how that changes my perspective on what it means to exist and what it means to be alive. Because I feel like that's one of the biggest issues in general that humanity faces, is people can't do that. People have no way to do that. And it's difficult, and it's more difficult for some people than others to have the empathy required to be like, well, what if I imagine I'm in your situation? How would I feel about whatever, political issues, geopolitical issues, economic issues? How would I feel about the world if I was in your life and you were in my life? That's difficult. I don't think it's as difficult as some people make it out to be, but like, I think that perspective would be fast. I couldn't turn that down, as much as Groundhog Day is like the correct answer.
If there were multiple chances to do the swap, the Freaky Fridays happened every Friday for the rest of your life, right? So every Friday you're someone else. I feel like that would be more interesting. That'd be crazy. If you die in the other person's body, do you die?
If you die in the Matrix, you die in real life. So I assume so. But then your body dies and they become a ghost at midnight on Saturday.
Oh, no. That's a Freaky Friday, all right.
That's how ghosts are made.
Yeah, in the Freaky Friday example, though, you're also volunteering that whoever you swap with is getting to live your life.
Yeah, presumably, right? That's how that works.
Man, your life would be fucked up after a while if everyone's just jumping in your body. Man, I didn't think about that part of it. My life would be gone. It would be devastation.
But they would have so much empathy, I assume, after seeing perspective. All right, maybe that was a terrible answer, but I'm too curious. I'd have to do it.
That's fair. Okay. Bob, you win the next one. Would you?
I heard he win.
He's already won the next
one. Let's move on to the next one. I already win this one.
All right.
You win the opportunity to go first for this one. Would you rather be recognized for your intelligence or for your kindness?
Just recognized. Not to say that I would not be kind or have intelligence.
It's kind of more so how you're like perceived by other people.
I would choose kindness. No questions asked. I would choose kindness. As long as I get to still be myself and I have all the intelligence and whatever I'm currently equipped with. Not even close. Kindness. Boom. Final answer. Lock it in.
Okay.
Okay. So Einstein's probably the example of this, that where it's like he's known for his intelligence, right? And maybe Mr. Rogers is the kindness current example of that.
It's a good example.
That's a good example. Yeah.
Am I intelligent? Am I kind? Am I actually these things?
Do you want us to answer you, or are you just thinking this through?
No, I'm just like, if I'm known for my intelligence, what if it's just all a ruse and I've tricked everyone into thinking that I'm super intelligent, but I'm not?
Like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That sounded so fake. I actually started that reel, and then I realized, like, it's too big of a laugh. And then I dipped it into fake, but I laughed. That was realist version.
That was your real laugh? Oh, you're all right. I did it.
Is it Iron Man 2 or 3 with the Mandarin? I'm imagining Einstein as, like, the movie Mandarin, where he's just, like, an actor.
Anyway, if I could be that, I'll be that, the intelligent one. But people think I'm really smart.
So you'd rather be recognized for your intelligence?
Yeah, it's Idiocracy, right? Everyone's like, you're the smartest man alive.
It has what plants crave.
He really was the smartest guy alive there, so, yeah. But it got him all the power in the world.
This one, to me, is the trickiest one so far. I struggle with how I'm going to answer this one. But Mark, you get to go first.
Hmm.
I think I know how you'll answer. I'm curious to see if I'm right. Would you rather know when or how you're going to die?
When? That was probably what you thought I was going to do.
It is.
How?
Well, that's where the fun begins,
you know. Anakin meme, this is where the fun begins.
you die of old age in your bed. All right, let's go fucking skydiving right now.
Yeah, see, I like I said, I think I've said this before. When is useful because then you can plan your life around that. And, you know, it's like, all right, I got an expiration date.
Yeah, but even if you knew when, like if you knew you weren't going to die, you could still fucking really maim or torture yourself and be like barely alive.
Well, I'm not going to go out and actively try to get killed because I'm like, I'm immune. I can't be killed.
Guys, I've got 10 years left. I can fight this bear and nothing will happen.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. But it's like, I know I wouldn't tell anybody. That's for goddamn sure. I'm not going to tell the world like I'm going to die on this date.
Do you think if you knew how you could possibly change it, or do you think it would be like inevitable at that point? Like it would have to be inevitable.
No. It'd be one of those things where it's pointless to try to change it because it would happen regardless, you know?
Yeah. If you could know how, it would have to mean the universe is like deterministic in some way.
Bob, when or how?
Neither. Is that an option?
No.
All right. And I'll kill myself so I don't have to know.
Still got to find out before.
Wouldn't I know? Wouldn't I already know? Wouldn't I just sort of short circuit that one? I wouldn't want to know either. I think I would go with how, because I would have things to be afraid of or concerned about, but at least I wouldn't have a timeline. I know Mark, if you had to, you would pick the timeline because you feel like it would give you drive and like you would know. I don't think I would like that. I think that would ruin it for me. I think it would turn into a countdown. It's like that thing where you're like dreading a thing that's going to happen and you're just like, I don't want to know those. I don't want to know any of that shit.
If I know anything from Unus Honest, it's everyone knew it was going to die. And there was that first few weeks where everyone was like, oh, and then there was 9 months of complacency. 10 actually. And then those last 2 months were full of panic. So I think you'll be fine. It'll be like the years. If you're dying in 12 years, it's like the first year you're going to be like, ah! And then you get bored of that. And then 10 years, you'll be like, ah, maybe it's wrong. And then as it gets closer, you'll panic again. So I think you'll be fine. Unless it's tomorrow. And then that's...
Yeah, I guess depends on
your... Yeah, dude, that would be tough. You're doing a philosophical question with your friends, and then, like, you make a choice, and then Genie pops up and is like, here you go, 18 minutes. Whoa, wait. I want the other one.
What if it told you you died in the past? How would that fuck with your mind?
A negative. Oh, man.
But it's like, well, I experience time travel? Like, how do I get back to the past? Am I dead now? Like, am I in purgatory? Like, wouldn't that fuck with you?
That would just prove the possibility of time travel, right? Like, if you were not a ghost, if you were alive and corporeal, but you had died in the past, that would just... You would have proven time travel is possible. So then you just have to figure it out. And when you do figure it out, that's probably when you die.
So just don't think.
I think we've discussed this one before. We can skip. I'll ask it just in case, but I'm pretty sure we've covered it. Would you rather time travel to the past or future?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've done this one before.
I guess you can just give a quick answer.
Is it like go anywhere I want, anytime I want, or is it like one trip?
Let's say you get three uses, back and forth, three round trips.
Yeah, gotta go future. If I get a couple tries at it, I feel like gotta go future. Just to not necessarily to even check in on myself or anything, but, you know, see who wins the World Series. Just important stuff like that, you know. Maybe pick up a farmer's almanac, go home, go back to my time, play some bets.
See if eggs are any cheaper.
That's never going to happen.
Dude, go to the past just to buy groceries.
Go back to when gas was $1.18 a gallon.
Really stock up, not realizing gas expires.
All right, Mark, past or future?
Future, yeah, I think future. It'd be cool. The past is boring. They had, like, diseases back then. You had to churn a lot more butter than today. And I want that future butter. This is literally my choice is only based on the butter of the time. And I think future butter is going to be crazy.
You just buy a little tray that materializes butter as you need it.
I like that. It sucks butter out of the air. Like, collects it.
Mark, is it interesting? Would you rather always tell the truth or always be able to tell when someone is lying?
Always the lying thing. What do I care about telling the truth? I'm lying right now. Nothing I say is true.
So wait, you would rather than lie?
I want to be able to lie, but I want to know when everyone else is lying. What would be the value in me? Oh, I always got to be truthful. I could do that now.
I find this to be a weird one, yeah.
I feel like this is not even close. And my evidence in favor of the always know when people are lying thing is the TV show Poker Face starring Natasha Lyonne, which if you haven't seen it is a pretty good show. She can always tell when people are lying. Boy, does she get into some shenanigans.
Yeah, I feel like that's a weird question. I thought it was going to be more interesting, but it's just you can control whether you tell the truth or not. Like, you already have that.
I guess there's a thing about, like, it's implied that, like, everyone knows you can't lie, right? So it changes the nature of your relationships to everyone in the world, theoretically. But, like, it would have that one would only have value if it included the fact that, like, everyone believes you that you can't lie and they know that about you. And that changes, like, changes the I would still pick the knowing if someone's lying, though.
Now, if it was everyone believes you at all times that you're telling the truth, that's useful.
Whatever you say is true, like that. What's it? That Simon Pegg movie where he just waves his hand.
Maybe not that far, but I mean, if that's on the table, well.
A little dangerous, yeah.
None of these other ones are dangerous at all.
Bob, would you rather have more time or more energy?
I think I would have more energy. This is another one where I feel like that's objectively the wrong choice. I think if I could use more of my time more efficiently, and like, I'm not a very in shape person. I could do a lot of work to get physically fit, but my thing is like mentally, I can only, I'm like a sprinter. Mentally, I can be very smart and I can have very, like I can have do good complex analysis, and but I run out of juice so fast. If I could use my brain more of the time, if I had more energy and I could be at top, like peak performance mentally, I feel like I would be a different person. I would have a lot more. I would just accomplish a lot more.
No, I get that.
How much more energy are we talking here?
How much more time are we talking here? I mean, either way, it's hard to...
Well, you're the judge. You tell me. What do you mean? Don't philosophicalize my question.
Enough to where you feel like it makes a difference.
Where it feels like it makes a difference. Okay, and how much time are we talking here?
Enough where it feels like it makes a difference.
All right, I feel like I need 20 times more energy to feel a difference. I want to be hopped up on every amphetamine possible. That's the level of energy that I want at all times.
I feel like we would notice if we were even twice as energetic as we currently are. 20 times is nuts.
20 times. My mitochondria count goes up 20 times. My cells just all go boom.
That's the powerhouse of the cell.
Because the mitochondria just grows 20 times as big in each of my cells. I will take whatever repercussion comes with that. I will accept it. Or my telomeres on all of my DNA goes like it's one or the other. This is a biological change, right?
My God, you'd be 6 feet tall.
Oh, wait. We've been translating everything to movies. This is like Limitless or Time. What's that Justin Timberlake movie about the time where he gets someone, guy gives him 100 years or something?
Clock or TikTok or
TikTok, yeah.
Or
Justin Timberlake in
In Time. Those In Time. Okay, if given that I'm tired right now, I would love more energy. I think it, even if it's like a doubling. Is this a doubling or is this like a 10% boost?
If that's what it takes to feel like it makes a difference.
Man.
It's just more. Would you rather feel more energetic or feel like you have more time?
Energy. Yeah, I think energy.
That's crazy. I thought you would take the time one.
With how productive you are, I 100% felt like you would take it.
I think that given that I'm already productive, I think I could maximize my buff here by hitting... because if my attack speed's already high, you know, you wanted the multiples on your higher stat. If you're getting a 10% boost, you gotta...
That's true.
10% your highest stat, so.
What if it's not a percentage increase? What if it's just a flat increase? Therefore, it's less significant.
Then that's actually, you know, it depends. If we're talking WoW stats, that could be more beneficial still for the energy.
Because if it's like a plus 10, and Bob and I are already at 10, it's a double. But for you, if you're at a 90, a plus 10 is less significant.
But maybe if he gets it up to 100, he unlocks the next ability.
Is that the situation, oh judge?
No, but I like how much we just nerded this question. It was already a nerdy question, and we're like...
What if it's our WoW stats?
I didn't say it like that.
Did Mark's voice just come out of your mouth?
Hey, come on, guys.
Okay, last one here. Would you rather have unlimited knowledge or unlimited creativity?
Who goes first, me?
You.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, if I had unlimited creativity, I'd be able to come up with a really funny answer to this.
Imagine the perfectest crime.
Man, I can't. Unlimited knowledge, does that mean I have all the knowledge that there is to know?
Wouldn't mean that you're omnipotent, theoretically.
It's a tricky one, because, like, it depends what your priority is. Your priority knowing or being able to make something unique and, you know...
I already have too many ideas to make, so I don't think additional creativity is going to help a lot. Whereas, like, unlimited knowledge would be useful in terms of capacity. Even if it's not automatically, I'm like, I think my brain would explode if I had that. But if infinite capacity for knowledge or something like that, maybe we already have that. I don't know. I'm going to go knowledge.
We definitely don't have infinite capacity for knowledge. There's a definite, like, it's not a one for one, but each individual has the different individual limit of, like, there's a point at which stuff starts falling out, basically.
Yeah.
If you continue to learn and learn and learn. Some people are geniuses and maybe don't reach their limit, but I was getting ready to laugh and say how stupid Mark is and yell at him for being wrong, but he chose the correct choice. I would also choose knowledge. I could honestly benefit a lot from creativity. I feel like that's one of my struggles, is I'm kind of, not that I can't be creative, but I lack inspiration a lot, and I find it really, sometimes I just can't do it. Like, I get writer's block super easy, kind of thing.
Pairing more energy with more creativity would be such a, oh.
But the knowledge thing, there's in every single part of everyday life, there's so much stuff that comes up where if I just had that piece of knowledge and I didn't have to, like, Google how long you have to hard boil an egg or what, you know, like little things, it would make everything smoother. It's the correct choice. Plus, my knowledge of like movie quotes and comedians and things, I feel like is kind of the encyclopedia on which I base my humor. So I could theoretically have a much broader humor base instead of quoting like two TV shows and a Brian Regan a lot.
I also lied to you guys. I'm going to do two more. The last two, there's a few more here, but I really like these two. I just want to see what you guys will answer to them. So I'm going to go with two more real quick. Bob, you're first. Would you rather give up all of the memories or money you made this year?
Probably money. I don't know why I'm acting like this is tough. It's not really that close. I think I'm trying to make the case for anything other than giving up the money in my head, but I'm really not succeeding.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just some silence there, so
that's
I assume.
How this goes, man.
All right. Well, you didn't say anything. You were like, you didn't go like, good words, Bob. This would be a hell of a year to get rid of those pesky memories. Man, I feel like,
yeah,
I feel like it would be a particularly heinous one to pick that for the sake of money. So I'm going to go with giving up the money.
This is the first one that neither one of you have agreed with me. I would give up the memories this year.
Oh, I think there definitely are some years. If I could pick the year, there are definitely some years where I would have gone that way. But also those years didn't really have very much money in them. So that makes the choice even easier.
I've had some good moments and good memories this year, but I've also had a lot of mediocre or bad ones. And I feel like overall, this is one of those forgettable years that I probably will forget a lot anyway.
I just feel like it's dangerous to declare that about things. Like, I definitely feel that in when you're in it and when things are happening, but there are so many, like if you had a play-by-play recap, there's definitely in almost every year of my life, there's definitely something where I'd be like, oh, I wouldn't want to lose that. That's one of my favorite memories. I hold on to that dearly, even though it's in the middle of law school, which I hated basically every single second of. But like other stuff happened other than the part that made the majority of my life completely miserable during law school.
Nope, I'm content with my answer.
All damn. Right.
Not for most years, but this year has been an overall forgettable one for me.
Tough year.
Mark, I guess this is kind of in a similar vein, but would you rather know what the happiest day of your life is or was, or the worst day of your life is or was? So you may have already lived it. You're going to get one of these two knowledges either way. Would you rather know the happiest or the worst?
Do you know the date, or do you know the story of why it's the worst day of your life?
I'm assuming you will at least know whether it's already happened or is coming up. So maybe you will know the date.
I would probably pick knowing what the happiest day is, because I'm pretty sure I might be able to identify with the worst. And oh God, if it's coming up in the future, uh-oh. So I think I'll take the happiest, because at least then, even if it happened in the past, it could be like, that's a benchmark that could be like, holy hell, that was awesome. If that's the happiest moment of my life, great. yeah, that's awesome. And then I can compare everything and it's all downhill from there. And I can let that spiral me into a nightmare.
So you would choose happiest?
At least I wouldn't risk knowing that the worst day of my life is just around the corner.
Bob?
I would gamble on worst day, I think. It's impossible for me to say right now if I really truly believe that it's already happened. I'm unsure about that, but I guess I would rather have a floor than a ceiling, because my argument is basically the same as Mark's, but it's like, whatever the worst day is, if it's determined to happen anyway, it's happening either way, and like, you're gonna have to deal with that. But I don't want to know, like, I've already had the happiest day of my life, so fuck the rest of this. I guess this will be a fine, okay day.
This particular one, I would also go with worst, because, like, I don't know. I feel like if I knew my best ever day was already behind me, I feel like it'd make it harder to look forward to things. Whereas if I know the worst is ahead of me, it's like, okay, well, I've weathered pretty bad. If something slightly worse is coming up, I guess so be it. I'll weather that too. But, like, the thought of having, like, something really great on the horizon, that hope, that optimism, I kind of probably need or want. I guess the dread is also kind of bad. But, like, I already have, I would say I have a kind of a realistic outlook where I know some good things and I know some really bad things are ahead. Do I know specifically what or when? No, but bad is inevitable. If you live long enough, you're going to live through some bad shit. So if my worst day is ahead of me, it's like, I guess at least it means I'm living a while. Unless it's tomorrow. Like, you find out it's like, tomorrow? Might as well stay in bed.
The same genie appears. Wait, you actually have 18 minutes too. Weird.
To what? Oh, gotta go.
I don't know. I guess you guys will find out together.
All right, I just got to calculate some points here. Mark, you got points for Dining Secret, I-70 Journey, and number 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We agreed.
All right, cool.
Bob, you got points for Best Dinner, Drug Jokes, and 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10.
That's a lot of them.
Bringing the score right now, 10 for Bob, 8 for Mark.
I'm starting to realize that in the small talk, I gotta crank out numerical numbers more than anything.
My harrowing adventure story was equivalent to Bob's drug jokes. Okay. All right. I'll strategize next time, guys.
Well, he had some harrowing contributions. We kind of made a discussion about it. And I was very stringent with points today, where I'm usually a little bit more liberal with them. But I was like, nah, points hard to get.
It's fair.
No, I thought you were in a little bit of trouble, because the first three things immediately, like, Bob and I think agreed on right away. No, the first two, then you and I agreed on the third one, but there were a lot early where I was like, oh man, I'm not going to agree with Mark on any of this shit. And then, like, it balanced out later on. We didn't all agree on anything until the sixth one. You two were complete opposites for the first five. The first one that you two agreed on, we all three agreed on. And then the second to last one was the only one that no one agreed with me. I was the forget the year, take the money. But anyway, yeah, that's where we're at right now. So I guess we can go to our wheels.
Guys, I was just extorted by a piece of software. I've been using this wheel the whole time. Well, actually, it's not true, but we switched over to this wheel a long time ago. We've been using it. I just opened it up, and the wheel that normally has 60, whatever, 7 things on it was just like, there were 7 of them. And then a thing popped up and it was like,
you have to buy the pro version if you would like to unlock more than 7 slices in a wheel.
And I was like, if you fucking deleted all of my entries.
Oh man.
That would be wild. Like,
anyway, we could recover them.
They got my $7, but it seems to be fine. Anyway, how many bonus points, eh?
The more the better for Mark.
Well, it's almost always 3. Never mind.
Damn it.
There's still a chance.
There's still a chance. There's still a chance.
What I'm going to add to the wheel, had the most harrowing small talk. It just really means best small talk, but I put it, word it that way for Mark, because he, you know what? He had a crazy journey.
I sure did. A crazy 1-point journey.
Dude, that looks like a $7 wheel right there.
Yeah, it better be worth it. There's no way it surprised golf rules again.
Unless.
It's literally mathematically impossible for... Oh, it was almost sudden death, though.
We gotta respin because there's no lost points today.
It was 1 away from sudden death.
Very close.
All right, another spin here. Do something funny. do something. Actually, just let me win.
Okay. Happiest contributions. I gotta say, Mark's journey was definitely the most harrowing. Dining secret isn't shared with us yet, but Bob had the point for the best dinner. That was pretty happy. He was in pure bliss with that dinner.
He was, yeah. That's true. That's true.
Any arguments against that being the happiest contribution?
No, it's fine.
All right, final score. Bob 11, Mark 8. Bob, would you like to start us off with a winner, winner's page?
Okay, I'll try and do whatever that is. It's been a minute since I won one, fairly and squarely. It's kind of my own fault, what with the coin flipping and wheel spinning shenanigans that had happened. But no, I did it, you know? I did it. I did this. It was me and me alone. Nobody else gets any credit. I take full responsibility. And I honestly, I'm still hung up on some of the questions that you asked. You made me get real existential this episode. And I was trying to keep it light and be cool, but I'm going to go have a good cry after this and think about what you made me think about. So I hope you're happy with yourself.
Yeah, I am. Congrats on winning.
Thanks.
Mark, happy your loser speech.
Uh-huh. I wish I had crashed on that highway. I wish I had never had to come home to suffer this loss. My only other regret besides surviving that is not getting breakfast before this, because at least I could have vomited from all of this nonsense.
Did you know Skyline does breakfast? I did not know this, but they have like a hash brown breakfast with their chili.
They only do it at certain it's like the airport location. It's so sad. I would totally get Skyline breakfast.
There's a couple of other ones that do it, but yeah, it's not all of them.
My only hope is that I wake up in the hospital 3 months from now from my coma, from the crash.
I mean, I'm just trying to get through this year too, so I kind of feel that. Very forgettable year. But congrats on losing, Bob. Congrats on winning. Glad you guys seem to have fun. You're happy and you enjoyed it. Everyone out there watching, I hope you all enjoyed this. Distractful.shop. There's merch. Or there was. Or there will be.
It was sold out, but it's restocking.
It might be restocked right now. You'd better hurry up.
I'm going to hurry up and go check. If you haven't already, go follow these guys. Mark at Markiplier. Bob at Meisker. Me at Minion77 or LordMinion777. Stay tuned for the next one where Bob will do something.
If I'm here.
Until then. Podcast out.
Watch new episodes on Spotify.